Coach, you always talk about getting the winners in the recruiting game. How has the roster responded to the struggles of in-conference play from a mental standpoint?
Yeah, well, I think everyone's frustrated after the game. Everyone's disappointed. There's been tears in the locker room. But I also think the character of this team in terms of the next day in practices and wanting to get better every day is the reason why we're going to be successful and the reason why I think the team's ready to come out and play every single game because they're ready for the challenge. And all these guys are used to winning, and this is probably different in terms of the adversity that some of them are facing, and this is obviously a unique year and have had a lot of interruptions that they can't control. But they've done a great job in terms of their mindset every single day, preparing themselves to be successful.
You've got 5 home games coming up here, starting with this weekend. How important has it been being at home in your eyes in this very weird season?
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of home games the last 2 months. Obviously part of that is with the pause. And obviously you have a young team, I think you're more comfortable on the road now this year without fans. Maybe the home court advantage isn't as big of a deciding factor as it normally is. But for us, it's good to have some consecutive games at home. They're going to come fast, though. Obviously we got 5 games in a week, which is extremely unusual. So our guys are looking forward to it. Like I said, I think they'll be excited to play tomorrow at 3:00.
With Marcus being out, obviously there's going to be a vacuum on the roster. Who, in your mind, has taken the most of the opportunity with that space kind of opening up with him being out?
Did you ask who's taken advantage of the opportunity with Marcus being out?
Yeah, who the most, would you say, in your eyes?
I think everyone had moments. I think everyone's taken advantage of it at different times, and no one person is going to replace Marcus. And we've said that from the beginning that it's got to be by committee, it's got to be by a group, and I think our guys have done that. Different guys have stepped up in different games, and, like we addressed earlier, trying to get everyone, to play at a high level, not, do anything crazy or anything special, but for everyone to be connected for 40 minutes. And, I think at times we've done that. And, that's why we've had opportunities to win, basically every single game we've been in with Marcus out right now. And, if we can, clean up a couple minutes throughout the game, I think we can be successful here in the last couple weeks of the season.
And then the Redbirds have struggled, obviously, this year at the bottom of the valley in the standings. Where have they struggled, do you see, on film?
Well, I think they're young. I think it's been an unusual season for them. I think they've had some injuries as well. I know Josiah Strong is one of their better guards. Was out these past 6 games for a little bit, so I think that hurts them because he's one of their older guards. Just that youth right now is probably the biggest thing in terms of going through this season, playing back-to-back, on the road, trying to deal with all that. I think that's been challenging.
Thank you, Coach.